from KQED.
And we begin today with a bit of a bind for California's Republican congressional delegation. They're grappling with a dicey question, whether or not to legalize millions of undocumented immigrants. Citizenship is the hot-button make-or-break issue on the path toward comprehensive immigration reform. As KQED's Arthi Shahani reports, at least four of California's 15 Republican congressmen are breaking with the GOP leadership on this key question.
Republican Congressman David Valadeo answers my question without hesitation.
Do you support legalization?
Yeah, I support a path to legalization. That's not an issue. We've had a broken immigration system for decades.
We're in Bakersfield, a city divided between two congressmen, Valadeo, a junior member who's been in office just 7 months, and Kevin McCarthy, the Republican whip and his senior by far. Yet Valadeo is on McCarthy's turf, headlining a town hall at the Bakersfield Christian Church. Legalization means getting a legal visa and, after many years, full U.S. citizenship. On stage, Valadeo tells the audience he's pushing for it.
I've been meeting with McCarthy. I've met with Cantor. I actually spoke to the speaker 2 days ago.
Valadeo is not alone. He's standing beside Congressman Luis Gutierrez, the Illinois Democrat who's such a pro-immigration diehard, he got himself arrested protesting President Barack Obama. Local Latinos pack the room to hear him, and when Gutierrez raises his fist and says it's time for the Republicans who control the House
and the Speaker of the House, Mr. Boehner, to allow a vote,
Valadeo is among the first to clap his hands. Three other Republicans, Devin Nunez and Jeff Denham of the San Joaquin Valley, and Paul Cook from the Northern Mojave Desert, also say they support legalization so long as it comes with strict border and visa enforcement. Angelica Salas heads the Los Angeles-based immigrant rights group CHIRLA, which organized the town hall. Salas says the state's GOP is changing. She's encouraged because they sound friendlier now than the last time Congress took up the issue.
In 2006, the California Republicans were the ones who were our strongest adversaries. Bill Bray, for example, who's no longer in office in San Diego, was the head of the Immigration Reform Caucus.
Republican Brian Bilbray and his caucus pushed bills to strip citizenship from babies born here to undocumented parents. He lost his seat to a Democrat. Salas credits two changes. First, redistricting. The GOP controlled redistricting across much of the country. In California, they didn't, and they lost 5 seats in the House last year. Second, race. The state's Latino voter base is growing rapidly, and polls show they overwhelmingly support a path to citizenship for the undocumented.
What's happening in California is representative of what could happen to Republicans across the country.
A lot of my people have buckled under. Who wants to be called a racist? Who wants people to say that they're mean-spirited, nasty people?
Republican Dana Rohrabacher has represented Orange County for nearly a quarter century. He remains outspoken against legalization. He fears his colleagues are caving to illegal border crossers and the powerful high-tech and agriculture lobbies who want cheap labor. California Republicans Daryl Issa and Gary Miller, for example, are now showing signs of softening their hardline stance against comprehensive reform.
I think a lot of our people have sort of hesitated to step up and be as aggressive and passionate on this issue as they should have been. And if they would be, the political situation in California and elsewhere would be totally different.
The Republican whip back in 2005 supported a bill to criminally prosecute undocumented immigrants and the citizens who aid them. Today's whip, Kevin McCarthy, is staying quiet, even though he could sway a lot of fellow Republicans. McCarthy did not respond to repeated media inquiries. Rohrabacher's take?
Now, with Kevin, Kevin's tried to be a little bit more flexible and not being quite as yes or no type of situation. I think he's left a lot of maybes on the table.
Ira Melman, spokesman for the Federation for American Immigration Reform, opposes legalization. And Melman says if it passes, the Democrats will get the credit.
What the Republicans seem to be doing, or at least some of them, is pandering in the expectation that if they jump on board the amnesty bandwagon, that they're going to attract significant numbers of Hispanic voters. And there really is no reason to believe that that's going to happen.
Maribel Olvera brings her parents, both undocumented farm workers, to the Bakersfield Town Hall. Olvera is meeting her Congressman David Valadeo for the first time.
I did not know he was for immigration reform, so I'm really shocked right now. Very excited.
Did you vote in the last election?
I did.
Did you vote for him?
No, I did not.
Does this change anything for you?
Maybe. There's some other issues, but yeah.
Olvera sounds enthusiastic and hesitant. How House Republicans hear her voice will shape their own voice on the issue. For the California Report, I'm Aarti Shahani.